Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for this November 11th of 2024. As Democrats, liberals, and progressives continue doing their performative firing squad on each other as they try to figure out where things went wrong and who to blame for Kamala Harris's loss to Donald Trump last week, I think Will Bunch from the Philadelphia Inquirer nailed one major problem which led to the Democrats' demise, and it's a problem that doesn't have a quick and easy solution, I'm afraid. Allow me to quote here from Mr. Bunch's latest article that was posted today. He says that an NBC News survey back in May showed the now president-elect posting his biggest margin of 53% to 27% among voters who don't follow any news. Trump's win was a triumph of the ill-informed. I will provide a link to Bunch's article wherever you are listening to this. And to further prove his point, and it's also a similar point that was echoed by a friend of this podcast, Amanda Marcotte from Salon, when voters in red districts voted on specific issues, they ended up voting for progressive issues. Ballot proposals ranging from abortion rights to higher minimum wages won. Missouri and Alaska, for example, each voted for higher minimum wages to start at $15 an hour. I mean, think about that. How many so-called pro-business groups, which are de facto MAGA Republican groups, how many of them have put out so much misinformation through the years about how higher minimum wages will raise prices and how higher wages will destroy the economy? If inflation was indeed one of the main reasons why voters decided to back Trump, then maybe the voters came to the same conclusion that I've always argued on this issue, and that is the federal minimum wage has remained stuck at $7 an hour, yet prices still rose through all the years anyway. How did keeping the wages low help them or their families? That's probably what they were asking themselves, and they were fed up and wanted more money to survive. They saw how corporations were experiencing a boon with their greedflation, and so they wanted a bit of it. And Missouri, Alaska, and Nebraska voted yes for paid sick leave as well. I mean, we're getting the same thing here in Michigan, by the way, but yet again, Republicans and their pro-business groups are working hard to water down those laws because Republicans are supposedly the working people's party, right? But that's the frustrating part. Those progressive policies all passed in those red states, not to mention several abortion rights proposals in red states also passed, but yet the people at the same time voted for Trump and Republicans who will do everything to reverse those policies. Michigan Advance's Susan Demas wrote in an article last month on the power of disinformation, how it was really driving a divide in this country, especially in this election. And this is what she wrote. She said, "While they blur the lines of reality, they seem to be making the divisions in our country even sharper." They, by the way, meaning billionaires who run social media sites like Elon Musk is now doing, and those who push right-wing influencers and talkers online. Disinformation is the main driver of what went wrong for the Democrats. Yes, there are other issues. There were other problems and there are other mistakes, and we can talk all about them. But disinformation is how you can get people voting for progressive causes, and then on the same ballot, they vote for people like Trump who will do everything to hurt and block those causes from ever taking place. And I'll conclude here with Will Bunch's article in which he wrote, "The American experiment will be comatose at best until we can start debating these issues from a place of reality." He's right. How we get to that place where we can talk about these issues in the same realities is something I cannot solve on my own. Hey, I am open to all of your ideas, but I am hoping that this podcast will help in getting us back to that kind of reality here in Michigan. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.